Strangely enough, I learned a lot from atheists, people whose only religious belief is that God doesn't exist. Look at all the suffering in the world, they'd say. How could a creator allow that? Look at all the violent men in history who used God's will as an excuse to do terrible things. Religion, they told me, was invented by corrupt rulers to keep the common folk in line. That said, my friends the atheists would shut their mouths, as if the subject was closed. I figured out pretty quickly that their mouths weren't the only things they'd shut. Their hearts and minds seemed pretty blocked off, too. They were content to pose big, important questions, but I didn't see them making any real effort to look for answers. And that, I realized, is the best explanation of this path I've been telling you about. It's a search for answers, for meaning, and for an understanding of what God wants from us. There are answers, if you're willing to open your heart and mind enough to try to find them. The trick is to forget about logic, because faith is a belief in things that can't be proved logically. Faith doesn't reside in your cranium, next to history and algebra. Faith is the stuff your gut tells you. How do I know God exists? Simple. I feel God's presence. When I hear gospel music, I feel it. When I think of a woman I met in Chicago who happily cooks hot meals for her poor elderly neighbors most nights, even though she can barely afford her own grocery bills, I feel it. When I watch my daughter stand up for a friend, even though it will put her at odds with the popular girls, I feel it. When a shortstop makes an impossibly graceful diving catch, and when Prince plays the guitar part at the end of Purple Rain, I feel it. Goodness and beauty aren't things that could appear in a godless world, as far as I'm concerned. They are reasons to believe, reasons to have faith. Aside from that, I won't sit here and tell you what I've learned about God. You've got to find your own answers. Start in a church or a synagogue or a mosque. Listen a lot. Ask questions. Make sure that whatever religious community you join appreciates your value as a woman. I left my folks' church partly because it still won't let women play any leadership role centuries after it was founded. Some folks are taking longer to climb out of the Stone Age than others, I guess. Most of all, seek inspiration. Though some people claim that God calls to them when they're alone, I think for most of us, God is found in the actions and words of others. Sometimes we feel close to our Maker when we're sitting in a pew, listening to a guy in a robe, and sometimes we're moved by the godliness we see when we're helped by a total stranger. You sort of have to be on the lookout, because you never really know when God will make an appearance. A friend told me this story. A man named Ted wakes up, turns on the television, and hears the weatherman say that so much rain is coming, it might flood his town. Sure enough, it starts pouring. Ted's next-door neighbor comes by and says, "I've got room in my car, and I think maybe we'd better get out of here before it gets any worse." Ted thanks him but declines, saying, "God will look after me." That afternoon, the nearby river has risen so much that Ted's house has a foot of water in it. A local policeman in hip boots comes by and says, "Sir, I think you should come with me before this gets any worse. I'll take you to higher ground." Ted declines again, saying, "God will protect me." By nightfall, Ted's house is almost completely underwater. He sits on the roof with an umbrella and sees a rescue helicopter pulling neighbors off their roofs. When the copter comes close to his house, he waves it away, shouting, "Don't worry about me, God will save me." An hour later, the local dam breaks. Ted is swept off his roof and he drowns. He finds himself standing at the pearly gates, soaking wet, in the presence of the Lord. Angrily, he says, "I believed in you. Why didn't you rescue me?" "What are you talking about?" God says. "I tried 3 times. Unlike a lot of the gooey, inspirational stuff that gets passed around in emails, I really like that story because it gets at the most wonderful thing about faith. To find God, you don't have to cast your glance upwards. You merely have to look around you. Proof of God's existence and bottomless love is easy to find if you make the effort to look for it. You'll find that proof in the words of a preacher, in the actions of a nurse, and in the work of an artist. When you choose to step onto your own path of faith, you'll catch glimpses of God everywhere you look, including the mirror.